You're listening to SBS News.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Russian President Vladimir Putin is even enlisting the weather as a weapon of war against Ukraine.
President Putin is now trying to use a weapon, use the winter as a weapon of war against Ukraine. And this is horrific, and we need to be prepared for more attacks. That's the reason why NATO allies have stepped up their support to Ukraine.
It's a strategy that has worked for Russia in the past, most notably in the World War II battle for Stalingrad, where the Soviet Union successfully defeated Nazi Germany and its allies at great human cost for all sides. Meanwhile, NATO is returning to one of its most controversial decisions, intent on repeating its vow that Ukraine will join the world's biggest military alliance one day. NATO foreign ministers are gathering for 2 days at the Palace of the Parliament in the Romanian capital, Bucharest. The alliance is expected to pledge to support Ukraine long-term as it defends itself against Russian aerial, missile and ground attacks, many of which have struck power grids and other civilian infrastructure, depriving millions of people of electricity and heating.
Allies are providing advanced air defense systems and different systems that can both address the threats that are represented by the different types of drones, but also cruise and ballistic missiles. And I expect that one of the messages from the foreign ministerial meeting here in Bucharest will be the need to further step up the provision both of air defense systems, but also, of course, spare parts, training, and ammunition to the different air defense systems, because we need to help Ukraine to defend themselves against this horrific type of warfare.
With Russia's continued targeting of Ukraine's civilian power and energy infrastructure, power company DTEK says controlled outages are continuing in Kyiv. DTEK says it's a necessary step to support the hobbled power system and avoid other breakdowns while ensuring electricity to hospitals and heat pumping stations. Only 42% of power was available to household customers in the city. The power company says it will do its best so that each customer can have electricity for 2 to 3 hours twice a day. This comes as top ministers from 7 Baltic Nordic nations visited Kyiv in the largest delegation to visit Ukraine since Russia invaded. The foreign ministers of Estonia, Iceland, Latvia, Lithuania, Norway, Finland, and Sweden have pledged electric generators, warm clothes, and food, and denounced Russia for weaponizing civilian energy security. Estonian Foreign Minister Ornas Reinsalu says for the sake of Nordic-Baltic countries, Ukraine must win the war.
It's very particular importance for our region countries, Nordic-Baltic countries, for our existential interests, for our understanding of humanity and moral principles, that Ukraine should win this war. There is not any alternative. Any ambivalence of the outcome of this war would mean existential threat to all European security architecture.
Latvian Foreign Minister Edgars Renkevich says Ukraine needs more weapons.
And I think that one message that we all want to send to NATO allies that Ukraine needs more weapons. Ukraine needs more air defense weapons. Ukraine needs more artillery. Ukraine needs more tanks, because as we discussed, that we are in the situation where we must stop Russia.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says two things are needed to bring back and protect Ukraine's power infrastructure.
Providing us with air defense is actually about saving and restoring our energy infrastructure. Otherwise, every time we will be restoring it, the Russians will be destroying it. So to avoid that vicious, to break this vicious circle, we need two elements. First, spare parts to restore the system, and air and missile defense to protect the system.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says the Kherson region has suffered severe shelling over the past week.
This day, as well as every single day, the occupants again shelled Kherson and the communities of the region. In just 1 week, the enemy shelled 30 settlements of our Kherson region 258 times. The Russian army also damaged the pumping station that supplied water to Mykolaiv. What can we say about them? This is the true essence of those accidental comrades who took over Russia. After 20 years of rule, they have such devastation in a large part of their own state, as if there was a war there. And this is not a war. They have gone through it.
It comes as Petro Kotin, the head of Ukraine's national nuclear energy generating company, Energoatom, says there are signs that Russia might be preparing to leave the premises of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant.
First, many reports began to appear in the Russian press that the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant may have to be left or transferred to the control of the International Atomic Energy Agency. One gets the impression that they are packing suitcases and they are stealing everything that can be found there.
Russian presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov says there is no truth to that. At the World Cup in Qatar, a man has run across the pitch wearing a T-shirt with Save Ukraine on the front and Respect for Iranian Women on the back. Surprising millions around the world who were watching the match between Portugal and Uruguay, the protester charged the pitch with a rainbow flag in hand, which was confiscated. The man was escorted off the pitch by three men in black. This is what former Socceroo and SBS journalist Craig Foster had to say about the incident.
FIFA now is taking this discretionary approach to Black Lives Matter or Ukraine advocacy, and then that's okay, but LGBTI is not okay, for example. So the game's in quite a mess when it comes to athlete advocacy at the moment. And for that reason, a supporter had to take the responsibility to make a statement, and well done to him. He ran on the field and he didn't miss his opportunity because he basically had three. He had a rainbow flag, he had Save Ukraine, and on the back he had Respect for Iranian Women. And of course, you know, due to the horrible, you know, the crackdown on the protests in Iran.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.